Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining the podcast Free Time. I'm your host, Silas Betts, and we are here to discover what people do with their free time and how they can use it for good. Without further ado, let's get started. Hello, I'd like to start off by thanking you for joining me on this podcast. Some of you might know me, some of you might not. And I would like to give you an introduction for those of you who don't know me, so that you may kind of have a little understanding of who you are listening to and my background. I'm just going to give you a short little background check. It won't take long. Hopefully not. So, I am a child of lots of children, if you might say. I have a very big family. At least for most people, it is big. I have 10 siblings, and I am number 6. So I'm right in the middle. So 10 siblings, and then including me is 11. And then my mom and dad, which are the best parents I could ever wish for, by the way. So anyway, I am number 6, right smack in the middle. You know how they say middle children are always trouble? Well, truthfully, they're not quite far off. I will admit, sometimes I can be trouble, a lot of trouble. But I'm a good kid. I'm a good kid. Don't worry about it. I ain't too bad. Deep down, I'm good. So, it is me and 7 other brothers, and then I have 3 sisters. So that makes 8 brothers. Now you're probably thinking that's a lot of brothers. Yep, it definitely is. And for one, there's been some hardships with having that many brothers. All the fighting, but also I wouldn't wish in the world to not have my brothers. They mean a lot to me and my sisters. And my whole family does. I really appreciate them. They've really shaped me for who I am today, especially my mom and my dad. And I owe everything to them. So anyway, I've wanted to make a podcast for a long time. I don't know how many years it's been, but I've always wanted to get out there and have my voice heard. And what better way than through a podcast? I mean, I thought, you know, I could make a podcast years ago. I wanted to make one. I have other ways that I can have my voice heard. I've always wanted to be a singer, and maybe I might still be. I don't know. We will see. But I am now 18. I'm getting older. I am about to step into manhood, into adulthood, and I thought it was time that my voice was heard. And what better way than through a podcast? Now, for a while I've wanted to make one, but why I've never made one until now is that I did not know that I could make one. I mean, I knew other people made podcasts, but I didn't really understand that you could make one yourself. I mean, I thought just famous people were able to, and I thought it cost a lot of money to make a podcast. But I see now that it's free. You don't have to not to be famous or pay to make a podcast. It's free. So, I mean, all you have to do, I am using Anchor, by the way. Anchor, you can go and download on the App Store. Anchor.fm, I think. And start up your own podcast right now. It's pretty great. If you like talking, that is. If you don't, and you're an introvert, yeah. Might not work out too much. Me, I'm an extrovert. So I love interacting with people, or let me rephrase that. I really like interacting with people. I like getting out. I like having fun. But then a part of me also, I guess you could say I'm half, or no, maybe like three-fourths extrovert and then one-quarter introvert. So there's times where I like the alone time, the me time, the solace. And then there's times where I have to be around people, I'll go crazy. Like now. And you probably understand. I mean, all you extroverts out there are trying to hold your head on, trying to keep it from spinning off and flying away. But then on the other hand, you introverts, I'm sure you're just having the time of your life, just sitting at home, not having to go outside, interact with crazy people. But I'm sure you're probably starting to go kind of crazy too from being at home. This panic, this disease that has broken out, has been causing so much panic and stress lately. It's definitely caused a lot of people to show their true colors. I mean, what is it with people and buying all the toilet paper at Walmart? I mean, do you really need that much toilet paper? I mean, tell me the truth. Come on. I mean, for what you could get anything and you get toilet paper. You could go crazy over anything and it's toilet paper. Why? I mean, find something else that's more interesting. I mean, for real, come on. But anyway, so we're here to talk about free time. I got kind of off track. That's another thing. Me, it's hard for me to stay focused. I see a bunny trail, I'm gonna hit it hard, take off running. Won't stop until I get to the end. Well, until sometimes even I might find another bunny trail off of that bunny trail and then just woo, here we go. Don't even know where I started. Thankfully, that won't happen too much. I don't want to get off track too much, and you would not understand what I'm talking about, and you would be like, "What is this? What are we doing here?" So anyway, I'm back on track. Free time. So I'll give you an introduction to myself. Told you a little bit about my family. Let me tell you a little bit about me now. So right now, I'm currently not actually with. Staying at home with my parents. Now I'm not moved out. Well, I mean, I guess you could kind of say I moved out, but not officially. So I'm finishing up my school, and my high school that is. I'm not going to college. And so I should be graduated by now, or at least, I mean, like a couple months ago at least, but I got behind. And I'm homeschooled, by the way. So that has nothing to do with it, but my mom, poor mom, she has so much on her plate all the time. She has so many kids to worry about, and she didn't have enough time to focus on me and my schooling while she was worrying about everybody else, focusing on everybody else. So it's not all their fault. Some mine too. I mean, I should have taken responsibility for myself, but that's kind of hard for a kid to do his own school without help, even, a young teenager. But, so yeah, I got behind in school, and right now I am taking my GED to finish. So the GED is it's the equivalency to a high school diploma. So basically, it has four tests that you have to study for and take. And if you pass each test, then you pass the whole thing. So if you pass the whole thing, then you are graduated and you can get your degree, or not your degree, but you can get your diploma and everything, and then you can go to college or start working, whatever. So My plan is once I get my degree, or my diploma, I mean, finally, which hopefully should be next month, is to start working. So I have three careers in mind that I am looking towards. The first one, which is kind of on the low of the list, the bottom one, is electrician. That would be one that I might go for if everything else failed. The next one on the list is a carpenter, or a contractor, or whatever, construction guy, building houses and all that kind of stuff. And then the top one is a plumber. So you should probably think in a plumber. Ew, ugh. Well, plumbers get good money, and they make good profit. And I know quite a bit about plumbing, and I don't know a ton. I'm not saying I'm a pro. I'm far from it, but I have learned a little over the years that I've done plumbing before, just at my own family house and for my family. So that's on the top of my list. So once I graduate, my plan is to get in with this guy that my older brother right above me is actually apprenticed to. And if I can get in with him and get apprenticed with him, then hopefully me and my brother can work together. And once we both get out of our apprenticeship, we're going to start our own business. Now, it's not set in stone. It might change. Something could happen, change my mind, find some other career path. But for now, that's what I'm looking at. So we'll see if it happens. I mean, who knows? It might or it might not. Well, I guess we won't know until the time comes. I can't read the future. I mean, I don't know if you can, but if you could, I would want you to tell me so I could call you up and like ask you about my future, so I wouldn't have to be worrying so much. Just kidding. But anyway, so that's where I'm at right now. And to cut it around to the subject of the hour, we won't get much into it right now with this episode, but I'll just touch the surface. So basically, through the next future episodes that I'll be doing, we will be talking about free time, as is the title of this podcast. We'll be diving in to free time and seeing what people use their free time for. I'll be telling you a little bit about mine every time, every episode, what I use my free time for, the things I do. And we will be trying to figure out things that we can do that are either productive or helpful to either yourself or someone else that might benefit you or you or someone else. So, I mean, I understand, that sometimes you just want to relax and not even think about anybody else except yourself and just be selfishly absorbed into your own little shell. And I get that. I have to, I need that sometimes. We all do. But we're gonna try to figure out what we can do in our free time that would benefit ourself and others. So I thank you for joining me this time. Don't forget to come back in the next episode, which I should be putting up maybe the end of this week or the beginning of next week. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't decided yet, but just keep in touch, and I'll see you next time. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it a ton. If you would like to hear more of these episodes like this, don't forget to subscribe to my podcast, wherever podcasts are, on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And don't forget to share. Please share this if you think that there is someone out there that would benefit from it or that would like it. And I would really appreciate it. Thank you so much. I will see you next time.